And it's 7 o'clock. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. And hour two of Aboriginal Voices.
It is so much fun sitting and chatting with you about the books that I've been reading, and you get to see some of them, and also about snowshoes. Well, I got one more project that I just wanted to share with you a little bit, not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Do you like ice skating?
Well, when I used to do it frequently, I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But, me too.
But I haven't in some time. Mostly because skates aren't exactly, they're not giving them away.
No. they're more than $200.
Yeah, and then when I go over, I know. They are very, very expensive pastime. Even if you went to a play it again place, then you're not entirely sure how they were
cared for.
Stored. Yeah. Cared for.
Anyway, I just wondered about skating because one of the activities that we did was we skated on an outdoor, I won't call it a pond, but it was an outdoor area that it keeps getting flooded. So they're maintaining it. But it's just out on a sandy section of the property.
Uh-huh.
And because it snowed every night. some mornings there were just little light snow. It was light, but quite often there would be 1 or 2 centimeters of snow that we'd have to go and skate. Thank goodness that there were 5 or 6 of us.
Uh-huh.
And that many shovels were available to us, so it was good. You know, you skate along and you clear the whole thing, and then you get your hockey stick and a puck and skate around and... Mary and I even tried some of our partner skating.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was good fun. Oh, it was great. I loved it. Do you know what date today is?
No.
February 10th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do know what day it is.
And February 10th last year, I was skating on the Ottawa Canal.
Was that the day?
Yeah, that was the day. That was a beautiful day. The ice was so hard, and it wasn't too cold. It was about -8 or -9 degrees Celsius, and just it was perfect day. It really was, till near the end. Anyway, this year, just last week, I was able to get back on skates, and the Arrowhead Provincial Park in Huntsville.
Okay.
They have these beautiful, well, they're walking trails, but there's a camping, so you can go in and camp. Not the electrified camping. They're just campsites. Well, some are for, people who have campers and trailers and stuff, big trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the area that they had for camping. But they have, in the winter, turned the little roadway into a skateway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it turns out that it's 1.3 kilometers to skate once around the loop. And
1.3 kilometers to go around?
Yeah, once around the loop, yeah.
Hmm.
I did 9 of them.
Oh, good.
9 wow. times
good
around,
for you.
Yeah. And a couple of people in our group did 10.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
Show off?
No. That's how nice it was.
Oh.
You just skate through the woods, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Uphill, both ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was great. Now, this is a provincial park, so you do pay for the vehicle to get in. I forget what it was, but I think it was a total of $16 for parking for the day and skating.
Okay.
But they have sections there that for cross-country skiers, long trails for skiing. And, one of them is 5 kilometers long, and, a couple of connecting ones that are 1 kilometer. And you can go between a 5-kilometer one and a 3-kilometer trail. All of those trails are groomed. They're groomed for the old classic style skiing. So if you're one of the skaters skiing, cross-country skiers, it's not really the best for you.
Arrowhead Winter Activities.
Yeah.
That's the park?
Well, it's called Arrowhead Provincial Park, one of part of the Ontario parks.
All right.
But I have snowshoed in this park in the past, not this year. Mainly because we went skating.
Uh-huh.
As a whole group.
Instead
of snowshoeing. We did snowshoeing at other places. But I just wanted to say, there are places up near Ottawa where you can do outdoor skating as well. Skating in the woods is quite fabulous.
There's, that's where it is.
It's in the town, I think, almost the town of Huntsville. It's close to Algonquin Park.
It's just west
of
Burke's
Algonquin.
Falls. It's near Burke's Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I